I'm glad. So, my name is Matt, and I am worship pastor here at St. James, and it's wonderful to see you here today. I don't know what your journey to church has been like today. Mine was certainly pretty wet. I don't know if your children were chaotic or whatever, but I really believe that on a Sunday morning, this is the best place for us. It's great to meet together, to worship together, to be together. I love church. I love being here. If you're anything like me and you love, well, I love a title. I know that's really sad, but I love a title, an album title, a chapter title. I love a good title. So this talk has a title, and it's The Surf, as in the water, The Serve, as in tennis. Got a noise as well. The Servant and the Gorilla. So the surf, the serve, the servant, and the gorilla. Okay, and we're going to find out how they all fit into this passage, if they do. Thank you, T, for that reading. It was wonderful. And this reading is in Matthew, and it's written for a community of Jewish Christians, so people who were Jews and are now Christians. And so it's important to note that that's who it's written for, okay, first of all. The reason it's important, or one of the reasons, is because Jesus, straight away in this passage, starts talking about Noah, okay? And Noah, at this time, to these people, is a really famous story. To us now, it's still a really famous story. But to these people, it's like Jesus is winking to them, like, you know Noah? Yes, of course you know Noah. Of course you know, because as children, you would have known this story. As you went through school, this was one of the first things you would have known about. It's the story of Noah. And what it says about Noah is that people were having a good time. There was good food, there was good drink, there was partying, good times. We won't go any further with what that may have been. Just they're having a good time. But what I feel like Jesus is saying straight away in this passage is don't lose the best by going for the good. So don't lose the best by going for the good. Because these people are having a good time. I love good food. I love good drink. I love having a good time. Are we all agreed on that? We love those things. Tonight, I have some friends arriving who I haven't seen in about 5 months. And so the next few days, we're going to be having loads of good food, loads of good drink, not all alcoholic, loads of having a good time. But I feel like if that was my whole life and I missed the point, what is the main thing, then I'm going to miss out. And it's, Jesus says here that these people knew nothing about what was coming. They had no idea that the waves were coming. No idea. But Noah knew, because he wasn't doing those things. Okay, he knew. So don't lose the best by going for the good. Okay, but how? What is the best, first of all? Well, the best in this passage, Jesus is saying, like, I am the best. My return, like it says, the coming of the Son of God will be like the times of Noah. So watch out, be ready for me coming again. Be ready for me coming again. So, Jesus is the main thing here. Keeping the main thing the main thing. Sometimes I can really get distracted by food, drink, all these things, and forget about the main thing. Trying to live life to the full when forgetting what life is actually about. So how do we stay ready? What does that look like in our lives? So Jesus gives this story after this about a servant who is ready for his master's return. And he's ready not by waiting at the front door like a Labrador waiting for its master to return, waiting, oh, take me for a walk, please, I'm waiting here for you. How long has that Labrador been waiting there? Maybe like 7 hours, I don't know. But it's been waiting. But that's not what it says here. Actually, the good servant is somebody who carries on with his job and does it to the best of his ability. And then it says that the master actually gives the servant all that he has. He gives him all of his possessions because he's done a good job. But it goes on to talk about a servant who doesn't do a good job. And let me tell you, you don't want to be that guy. What happens to him? You don't want to be it, okay? So being ready is doing the best with what we've got. I have a little sporting analogy. So we have a slide to go with this. And this guy here, I don't want to be in everybody's way, but I'm going to be. So this guy here, I don't know who he is, but he's at Wimbledon. And if you look at him, he is so ready. I don't know if you play much sport. I love sport so much. I wish I played more sport. But he's on his tiptoes. He's ready to go. Okay, his muscles in the back of his leg, someone could tell me what they are, but I'll just go with leg muscles. He's like so ready to go. His eyes are fixed on the opposition guy. He's like giving him the eyes. And he's ready to go. His stance is so ready, okay? But the ball is not in play in this. Well, I assume so. I can't see the whole picture. But I assume the ball is not in play. But in sport, there isn't a moment where you go, oh, well, he's going to serve it at some point, and then when it comes, I'll just hit it back. No, he's ready. He's anticipating the serve. He's anticipating what's coming his way. He's got his whole body locked in on what's to come. And I think that sometimes I forget what Jesus has called me to do. I forget about the mission that Jesus has for me. We all have a different mission that God's called us to, different friends, family, workplaces. But sometimes I forget about the Jesus bit. I forget about his coming again, and I just focus on them. I think being ready is anticipating Jesus in all of those moments. Am I anticipating Jesus with my friends and family, whether they know who he is or not? Am I anticipating Jesus when I do my work on a Monday morning, in the job where I think, I don't know where Jesus is in this, but am I doing it to the best of my ability? Am I finding where he is in this? I think this is a really important thing to be proactive, to wake up, to reset what we may have, like our lives. Sometimes we get so stuck in mundane and just doing our everyday that we forget that we have a God that is living and is with us and is ready for us. To change the world. So, we are going to watch a video, and this is an awareness test video. You may have seen something like this before. We'll talk about it afterwards, and I'll get out the way. I'm going to sit here.
The monkey business illusion. Count how many times the players wearing white pass the ball. The correct answer is 16 passes. Did you spot the gorilla? For people who haven't seen or heard about a video like this before, about half missed the gorilla. If you knew about the gorilla, you probably saw it. But did you notice the curtain changing color or the player on the black team leaving the game? Let's rewind and watch it again. Here comes the gorilla, and there goes a player, and the curtain is changing from red to gold. When you're looking for a gorilla, you often miss other unexpected events. And that's the monkey business illusion. Learn more about this illusion and the original gorilla experiment.
I love that line, when you're looking for a gorilla, it is easy to miss other unexpected things. Like I've ever been looking for a gorilla, unless I was at Chester Zoo. So it's easy to miss something that we're not looking for. I have seen videos like this before. And has anyone seen a video like this before? Who was fooled by the curtain and things like that? Yeah, so I was like, I've seen... So the other video that I've seen is with a bear that moonwalks. So I was like, I've got this. I know what's happening. I can count how many passes there are, and I know there's a gorilla, and I'm not going to be fooled. But I missed the curtain. I missed somebody leaving, and I totally was fooled by it. I was like, oh, I thought I'd smash this. And actually, I hadn't. I hadn't at all. I'd missed two things. It's easy to miss something that you're not looking for. Where is Jesus in your everyday? Where is the full Trinity, the Godhead, the supernatural power that you already have? Where is that in your everyday lives, in your family, in your workplace? Are you ready to go? Are you ready like that tennis player? I don't know what your ready looks like. It may be different than my ready. Maybe a different stance, and maybe a different, your proactiveness, that's not a word, but it may look different than my proactiveness. Sorry for terrible words. Don't write that down if you're writing it in your notes. Please don't write that. And don't put my name next to it. That won't go on Twitter. No one's quoting that. We've all got this chance to kind of reset and go again. We always have. That's what grace does. That's what Jesus does for us. He's not like, what are you doing, Matt? I can't believe you did. No, he's like, come on, let's go again. Let's go again. This is, you've got another chance. You've got your family members, especially like over Christmas, we've got a perfect opportunity. What does it look like for you to be proactive? We're going to go into worship now. Guys, it'd be wonderful if you could come up for us. And I wonder what even this moment of worship looks like with you being proactive. Is it just singing songs like we just sing songs? Or is there something different where God wants to spark creativity? He wants to spark your everyday into life, into being. And he wants to move in your everyday. He cares about the people in your lives. And he cares about meeting with them, seeing their lives transformed. And he partners with us to see that happen. He partners with us. That's so wonderful. Should we stand together as we pray and we're going to worship God? God, we thank you that you're here, and we thank you that you call us to a readiness to be proactive and to be ready for you to move in our lives, in our everyday. God, we just pray that we take this moment now for some of us just to say sorry that we haven't been ready. And that we're ready to go again. We're ready to see a change happen in our lives. We're ready and filled with hope that you're going to move in our everyday. Lord God, we thank you that you're here, and we thank you that you love us so much. Amen.